Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about Denise. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for friends, family, loved ones, the people you put in our lives. We thank you for the path that you've chosen for us. We thank you in all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. That being said, Denise, wanted to take the time out to give honor, pay homage, love and respect to my aunt Denise, my aunt Niecy. Today's her birthday, and I wouldn't be where I'm at today without her help. She doesn't toot her own horn, but there's some things that she's done for me that helped me become the man I am, that put me back on a solid foundation, helped me get my life together, helped me get set on a straight and narrow path, back on the right track. And I don't say it enough. I really do thank her. I love her so much for the things she did. I could talk about it all day, but I kind of wanted to give a quick backstory. Before I started this podcast, I was actually incarcerated. I was coming home to nothing. And my aunt insisted that I come stay with her to get back on my feet. Her, my Uncle Mike, my cousin Tiffany, they all took me in and helped me out, drove me to work, made sure I didn't pay for anything. I saved every check while I stayed there, helped me get a vehicle. I mean, they did everything you could possibly think of to help me get back on track. It's difficult for anybody coming home from incarceration, but to have that type of support, it's hard to fail. And she has that mentality that she will not allow you to fail. She won't take no for an answer. I can't thank her enough for the things she's done, things she continues to do. And there's a lot of people in our lives, in your life, that have probably done something similar. And if you haven't took the time out to thank them, to tell them how much you love them, I encourage you to do so. Never take that for granted. I encourage us all to reach out to the people who have helped us along the way. Whether we still keep in contact or not, let them know how much they meant to you, how much they mean to you. Let them know that you wouldn't be who you are without them. People need to hear these things. It strengthens them and encourages them. It lets them know that what they did meant something to you, because that means something to them. Lets them know that they're doing the right thing, that it was not wasted, that it was not for nothing, that it was all those good intentions did some good. It's important to reach out to your loved ones and let them know. So this episode in general is to let her know, let my uncle, my cousin, everyone who helped me along the way, coming home, getting back on track, getting my life together. Believe it or not, this episode is the fifth season, and it's streaming in 75 countries. And this is another thing that she's encouraged me to do. Never would I thought in a million years my voice would be all around the world, 75 countries and counting, and wouldn't be here without that type of support, without that help. So happy birthday. I love you. I encourage anyone who has someone like this in their life, please let them know how much they mean to you. The G.O.D., God bless. We'll be right back.